each person here is special. You have a uniqueness that God has given you, specifically you. And we all are a team. Everybody say team.
Amen.
You didn't say it very loud. Say team.
Amen.
We are part of a great team that God has placed together in our lives. We are here to serve God, not to serve our own ambition, but to serve God through many people. And I especially reach out to the law enforcement agencies and all of the people that are in office that God has placed you there specifically for the work that you're called to do. You are trained and you're motivated to do those things. And I am supposed to pray for Los Angeles, but I pray for the whole world. Because, Father, the Word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. If we look around us today, we see all the mess that's going on. People don't know how to speak to one another. They won't speak to each other. We're all so suspicious of everyone. We need to let that go and just let the love of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our hearts that we may receive your direction. You said that if we trust in you, lean not on our own understanding, we inherit our path. So we thank you for that, Father. I pray. You, I pray for the leaders that you pray in position around the world, that they will hear your voice, Father, and turn from their wicked ways, Father. If ever there was a time that we need you now, Lord. Not today, we need you right now, Lord. In every area of our lives, we have so many things that we need to get done. We seem to be running out of money, Father. We know that's not possible. But it just seems like everything is running out of, you know. Even send our kids to play in the morning, decorate the program in the schools, and all these things that our kids who are going to be leaders in the future. We need to make sure they're well educated and well trained. So I pray for the leadership that we would find a way to satisfy and help educate our children and our young ones, and to treat our elders as we ought to respect our senior citizens, which I happen to be one. And I just thank you and I praise you for that, Father God. This nation and this community will learn to love and to trust and to stand together as a team that you call us to be. I thank you for all the people that are on the dais and all the people that are sitting in the audience. Father, I know that you love each one of us. We all have a call in our lives, and that life is to love and forgive. Everyone say love.
Love.
Everyone say love.
Love.
I say forgive.
Forgive.
Everybody say love.
Love.
I say forgive.
Forgive.
There can be no love unless there are forgiveness. So if you're holding anything against anyone that's gone, let it go. If someone hurt you long time ago, let it go. Let's forget about the past and live from this moment forward, because we can't do nothing without the past. So I thank you and I praise you, Father, for all the things that you're doing in our world and in our nation and in this city. Help us to grow stronger and to work together as a team, supporting one another in all that we do. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody say,
Amen.